Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. At year's end and at year's beginning, we're looking at programs or concepts or ideas that may or may not have futures. We've talked of classification system. That has a future. And Space Force and hypersonics has a future. Nuclear weapons. What's your measure of the nuclear arsenal now, Henry? Does it need attention? Is it going to get it?
Well, it'll definitely get attention. I mean, the modernization program, which is controversial because it's slow and expensive, is a lightning rod for criticism. But my guess is it will weather even more storms. The question then is, do you expand the number of nuclear weapons that are deployed? And my hunch is that there might be some modest expansion, I mean, something measured in hundreds, but that there are going to be real limits placed on spending such that, a massive expansion is just not in the cards. That would be my hunch. The other thing that really is going to get attention is the vulnerability of the command and control and communication systems for these very important weapons, and the vulnerability of the missiles that are in silos currently, and to some extent the bomber force as well. Bottom line is it's difficult to see how they can expand the expenditures on that force dramatically without it eating into our hypersonics and space budget. And I think there's got to be, an environment that looks like it's going to be a frozen budget, or at least a very tepid increase in the defense spending. There's going to have to be some hard choices made. And my guess is that while lots of lip service will be given to expanding and modernizing, we're probably going to modernize and not go much further than the expansion of the arsenal as far as numbers will be modest at most.
AUKUS, Australia, the U.S., and the United Kingdom. The phase one is about nuclear submarines in the Indian Ocean Basin, based in south of Perth at Fremantle. Phase two is high tech. What is your expectation for the new year? It's expensive.
Well, actually, they call them pillars, I think. The P words are hard to remember. But the Pillar 2 programs were in place before AUKUS was announced. They will be in place when, as I think is likely, the submarine portion of the AUKUS program withers. And it will wither with regard to building new submarines. There may be basing. There may be joint training. I doubt seriously if the Trump administration is going to continue to budget for building submarines for Australia. And Australia is plumb out of money as well, as best I can tell. That may not be all that bad if Pillar two, which are all the non-nuclear, autonomous submarines, autonomous air weaponry, the AI work, the computational work continues, and particularly if it's broadened to include South Korea and Japan and other countries. My hunch is that's a winner. The submarine project portion is going to probably sink under Trump.
Nuclear energy. We come to the question, the Saudi Arabian Peninsula wants a nuclear energy plant or two. And the Trump administration now has an opportunity to say yay or nay. Do you have a prediction, Henry?
Well, Trump was for it. Biden was for it. Now the Saudis say they can tolerate Israeli dominance over the Palestinians, roughly. They're not going to be hard over with regard to the whole question of a separate state. There's going to be a pound of flesh to be paid for getting them to recognize Israel. When, and I think as is likely that'll happen under Trump, that will be a payment made with nuclear coin. We will accede to the demands of the Crown Prince, MBS. He wants to get to the very edge of making nuclear weapons with us helping him enrich uranium, which would make it possible for him to make weapons-grade uranium, as a counter to the Iranians. Now, I got to believe that the Trump administration is going to be interested in promoting that again. Whether it will get through the court of public opinion, we'll see. But it's coming, certainly, as an issue. Absolutely.
Nuclear energy is much talked about these days by the very richest members of the S&P 500. That would be the big tech out of Silicon Valley. Microsoft, Google are two places where I know they've talked about acquiring or taking over nuclear energy plant in order to provide the electricity that will be needed for their data centers because of AI. We have an announcement from the administration in these last hours that the executive order will clear the possibility of data centers on federal land. This all looks to be coming together. What is your expectation? Will Google own nukes?
Well, I think Google has got a staff that is very excited about anything that produces neutrons or radiation. They're interested, are you ready for this? Not just in nuclear energy, but fast reactors, but not just fast reactors, but fusion, but not just fusion as we know it, but cold fusion. So you got to think that they've got a lot of extra money and time on their hands to invest and play in all of those fields, some of which are pretty questionable as commercial ventures. If you take a look, not at the hand waving, but at the hips, they say that in wrestling, you're supposed to not pay attention to the opponent's hands or his legs, but his hips. You take a look at the hips, it's natural gas that's powering these centers, and it will be dominant. Why? It's inexpensive, it's quick, and there's plenty of it. What will hold up anything will be permitting. That's a separate matter for any of the things. My guess is that the nuclear energy gambit might work, with regard to existing plants that can be revived, but it's not an easy game. Some of these plants are going to take billions of dollars, at least one or two, just to refurbish them and get them back online. I don't think the long legs and the dominant market provider is going to be nuclear for these centers. It's going to be natural gas, at least for the next 5 to 10 years.
Henry Sikorsky, the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, classifieds going to grow. Space and hypersonics need money. The question of nuclear weaponry will not grow, but we've got plenty. AUKUS will be edited, and the Saudis will get their plants. And natural gas is the way forward for the data centers. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.